This class has been sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Shmuel Tzvi Ben Shalom, and as always, Le'ilu Nishmas Ruchama Chaya from Abbas Dov Pinchas, Sheinzel Bas Moshe, Harav Yisrael Noach Ben Yitzchak Matasyahu, Reb Tzinzina Bas Elchanan, Reb Zachariah Shimon Ben Yitzchak HaKohen, Chana Mendel Bas Yisrael, and Masha Sarah Bas Yisrael Ruvain, and Refuah Shalima to Zachariah Dov Ben Peral Shira, Rafael Chaya Meir Ben Tzimachasha, Liba Ahuva Bas Chana Riva, Pesach Batzal Ben Chaya Bat Sheva, Chaya Shir Roiza Bas Ayala Malka, who Baruch Hashem should be off this list very soon, and Yael Ros Bas Chana Rachel, who also should be off this list very soon. So everyone should have refuah, and thank you. Welcome, Rabbi Klein. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for being here.
Amen. Amen. They should all be off the list very soon. As just Hashem, all the names. Okay, what an incredible schus to be with all of you. It has been quite some time since I've been privileged enough to share Torah for the Chizuk mission. It's always a privilege. It's always a pleasure. And as mentioned, you know, here we are, Erev, Pesach. I really can't understand how you guys found the time to make the time to be able to learn Torah together at such an incredibly busy time like this. It makes it all the more precious. And all the more urgent, you know, because sometimes you can get lost in everything that we ought to do and that we have on our head, that just to take the little bit of time that we can take to set aside, to become a little bit more intentional and to connect with the source that gives us life. The words of Torah and the words of guidance, the words of Das, of consciousness are our life. They're what keep us going. We were speaking just before some of the rest of the women got on about how, at the very least, it gives us what to talk about, you know, and fills our conversations with meaning. And that's for sure true. And Be'ezrus Hashem will give us a little bit of insight so that we can come into Pesach really with an opportunity, not simply to come into another Pesach and then, you know, leave Pesach and sort of shift into the next thing, but really, really to try as best as we can to utilize this Yontif as an opportunity to really make a change and to really bring something practical into our lives that we can at the very least think about onboarding and utilize Pesach as perhaps a turning point so that we come out of Pesach different than we were when we entered it. So B'siyata D'Shmaya, I'm going to be sharing my screen so we can look at sources together. And let us get started. Okay, great. So here's the title of the shiur. I'm very proud of it. I made it up myself. I did not use ChatGPT. So I'm very, very proud of it. And it says, From Bagel Brain to Matzah Mind. And we are talking, of course, about a consciousness shift that Pesach is supposed to avail us. And we're going to get to that by Ezra's Hashem. So let's begin at the beginning with a source that will be very familiar to all of us. It is from the Haggadah Shal Pesach at the end of Maggid. And it says the following, Rabbi Gamliel Hoya Omer. Rabbi Gamliel used to say, "Kol shaloi amar shloisha dvarim elu b'Pesach." Anybody who allowed Seder night to pass without saying these three words, "Lo yatzi yedei chavasai," has not fulfilled his obligation. And there's considerable discussion in the Mefarshim as to what exactly the obligation is. Like, what haven't we fulfilled? Whether it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, are there some other chiyuvim? Is it derabbanan? Is it diaraisa? But all of that can be avoided by just saying these three words. So you don't have to worry about it. Right? You just say these three words. They are Pesach, of course, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. And this is a highlight for us. It's something very precious for our mother. My mother should, Be'ezrus Hashem, be well for many happy, healthy years. And every Pesach Seder, when we come to this part of the Seder, she, year by year, reminds the family of an anecdote that she remembers from her father, who never passed away when she was very young, Rav Yitzchak Eliezer Wurzburger, who's an extraordinary mechanech and a remarkable person who died in his late 40s when my mother was a little girl. And so one of her most profound memories that she remembers and held on to from that time was every single Seder night when she was drifting off to sleep and she was getting very tired and sleepy, her father, my grandfather, our grandfather, called her over and just had her say these three words, like that was her Seder. You know, just to say these three things, they really capture the essence of what Seder night is all about. Pesach, Matzah, Umara. And it's a very extraordinary thing because the Seder, of course, has 15 simanim. There's a whole bunch of different aspects and elements of what goes on in the Seder. Maggid is packed with so much insight and so much different elements of the Jewish tradition that we make reference to and the Manishtana and the Dalet Banim and you know all of the different elements. But over here, Rabbi Gamliel comes along and he really distills the whole thing into these three symbols. He says it's Pesach, Matzah, Umara, the Karban Pesach, the Matzah that we eat, and the Marah that we eat as well. So I want to focus on this a little bit more deeply, the Ezras Hashem, so that perhaps we can look at these three simple words. Again, it's not such a deep shiur today, just basic, very direct. We can take these three things and we can use them as a very simple window into a derech of avoda that we can hopefully onboard and allow ourselves to be changed by this coming Pesach, Abba Aleinu L'Tayva. Pesach, Matzah, Umara. So let's talk about them one by one, Be'ezras Hashem. The first thing I want to do is to take a look at the next source where we discover this concept of like bagel brain, right, which is like a chametz way of thinking, and matzah mind, a matzah way of thinking, and it comes from Rabbi Nachman and Likutei Maharan. And the tzaddik says like this, this is in Torah Hey, in the fifth lesson, and he says, Ve'ikar, the main thing is that a person needs lishmar moichoi shelo yachmetz. A person has to guard their brain that it shouldn't become chametz stick. The mind itself could become chametz. Chametz is a symbol. All of our cleaning for chametz, all of our making sure that there's not the tiniest bit of chametz, chametz aser b'mashu, it's a symbol for an internal experience. It's an experiential form of Avodas Hashem. But the main chametz, Rabbi Nachman says, is that it's not on the outside. The main chametz is in our mind. We're going to have to talk about what that means now. But v'zeo, the pasuk says in Tehillim, gar chayas kaneh, which literally means let the animals of the kaneh, of the reeds, of the forest roar. Gar chayas kaneh. There's a roaring of the animals in the thicket. But the Zohar Kaddish comments on these three words in Tehillim, kedi'isa b'zayar, the Heilige Zohar Kaddish, Reb Shimon bar Yochai, in Parshas Pinchas, Daf Resh and Beis, writes, kaneh ches teshaber, v'tasa mimena hey. If you look at the two final words of these three words of gar chayas kaneh, you can read the word chayas not as meaning wild animals, which of course it means al pi pshat. You can read it as the letter ches. And the word kaneh could mean a reed, but it could also refer to the left leg, the left line, the kaneh, like the reed, the thin, narrow line of the letter ches. And the word gar could mean to attack. To be yigar, right? Yigar b'cha ha-satan, like to attack it. Gar chayas kaneh, says the Zohar. What it really means is to take a look at the letter ches in the word chametz and to shatter the kaneh, to shatter that left reed. And of course, we know that the only difference between the word chametz and the word matzah, two-thirds of which are the same, right? The mem and the tzadi, is the ches or the hey. And the whole avodah is to shatter the letter ches and to transform it into the letter hey by making that opening that represents the distinction between the word chametz and the word matzah, the experience of chametz and the experience of matzah, a chametz way of thinking and a matzah way of thinking. It all has to do with that left line in the letter ches, in the word chametz, that if you shatter it, gar chayas kaneh, if you break that kaneh, that reed, that leg of the ches, you turn it into a hay. V'tasa mi'oisiyas chametz matzah. And therefore, we turn the word chametz into the word matzah because we've opened up that line. Hayne sh'loi tachmitz chachmascha. That a person's mind shouldn't be a mind of chametz. So we have to think about what this means. The avoda on Pesach is to separate myself from chametz and to onboard into my life matzah. What's the difference between chametz and matzah? The letter ches and the letter hey. What's the difference between the letter ches and the letter hey? A closed line or an open line? Closed line or an open line? So to help us understand and unpack this a little bit more, we come across another pasuk in Tehillim, in Pei Aleph. Very famous pasuk that we say all the time. Anoichi Hashem likecha. Hashem says, I am Hashem, your God. Hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, who lifted you out of Egypt. And then, it's like a strange conjugation with this concept, because like why should this be the following part of the pasuk? It just says, Harchev picha, open your mouth, la'amaleu, and I will fill your life with every kind of blessing. There's a correlation between the exodus from Egypt, the redemption from Mitzrayim, and an open mouth, Harchev picha, an open mouth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showering us with everything good. So to make this a little bit clearer and to understand what we're learning here, the Svarim HaKadoshim explain, based on Arizal, that in our exile in Mitzrayim, it wasn't just that Klal Yisrael were in exile. The Svarim all say Dibur was in Gullus. Dibur was in exile. Speech was in exile. This has many deep meanings. We're only focusing on one of them now. It's true Alpi Kabbalah, that Knesset Yisrael, the collectivity of the Jewish nation, is associated with speech, but we'll leave that for now. But what does it mean, Al Derech Avoida? Right? What is it like? How does the Baal Shem Tov understand this? Right? What does it mean for me and for you today? That's what Hasidus says, right? It takes Kabbalah and says, okay, but what do I do with it? So what does it mean Dibur was in Gullus? Well, first, there are some elements that are clear to point to as a reflection of this concept. For example, straight off the bat, very familiar to all of us, that Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh. He couldn't speak very well. We know that the letters paroi is the letters peh ra, some kind of wicked mouth, right? A mouth that isn't speaking, and we're going to learn in exactly what way. We know that those same letters paroi that Ari HaKadosh tells us can be rearranged to spell ha'oref, which is the nape of the neck, which is exactly opposed to the part of the face, right? The other side, the part of the physiognomy that's open. And that's the aspect of the neck in the back that's closed, covered over. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't daven in the city. It says, V'aryeh kitzeisi min ha'ir efresh eskapeh. When I leave Mitzrayim, then I'll be able to daven. Mitzrayim is a place, Koytzeruach havayda kasha. It's a place where Dibur is in exile, where we are not speaking. We are carrying a load, and we're closed up and shut within ourselves. This is chametz. This is a consciousness that's enclosed. A person's wrapped up within their own inner world. They lack the capacity to reach out to an other in an authentic, humble way, matzah. But more so, and this is what will be our subject today, they lack the ability to really speak to Hashem and to carry their burden, like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hashlich al Hashem Yoavcha, and to cast it upon the master of the world in Dibur, in Tfilah. They are not in a realm of Pesach, Kiyodua Pesach, right? A speaking mouth, which is why the entire inyan of the Pesach Seder is Haggadah. It's all about Dibur, 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 speaking, relationships, parents and children, families, dynamics. They're closed. And the closeness comes from the perspective of chametz. In other words, I'm still stuck in some kind of sophisticated cluster of strategies where I still think I can figure this thing out on my own. I don't need to speak to, I've got this. Either that, or such deep desperation and despair that I'm closed up because I don't think there's any reason to open up anymore. And what happens by and by is that we're incapable of really addressing the mirror.
Can I
Really?
just ask a question? Can I ask a question? Because I just got confused. I thought you said Pesach is an open mouth, a deeper,
Sure.
a talking.
That's
So
right.
not a closed, but you just said that it's we're closed up. I thought you said at Pesach, it's where by that point the chametz, we've opened up the door, we've opened up the ches to be open, to communicate, to talk. So
Precisely.
I misunderstood what
Precisely.
you just, then what did you just say about being closed up? I'm confused.
So here, so the closed up is before Pesach, right? The closed up is what we're trying to heal. The closed up is the chametz. Once we get to Pesach, right, and we've gotten rid of the chametz, we're entering into matzah mind, right? Then, which I'm about to
Oh,
speak about, that's what
okay.
the
Sorry.
that's what Pesach is all about, for sure. Okay,
Okay,
so
thank you
we're
for clarifying.
sure,
Sorry.
absolutely. So we're trying to move through Pesach to matzah tomorrow. Pesach means I can open my mouth, but how do I get to a state where I'm finally willing, ready, and able to communicate? To communicate directly to Hashem in a humble, authentic, direct way. And the answer is, in order to have Pesach, you need to have matzah. In order to have an open mouth, I need that my mind should not be filled with the closedness of chametz, where I'm wrapped up into my illusion of control. I have to enter into a state of matzah, real matzah, be'emes. And then what that then allows me to do is maror. Then I can address the bitterness. When I can open up a channel and I don't have to try to hide things away or protect or pretend or somehow like project some illusion of, self, ego, like, I can humble. Then I have a clear channel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the crux of it. I know it's very simple, but it's deceptively simple. Because if you can really learn this lesson, then we'll be free. Pesach, matzah, maror. And that's what the Pasuk in Tehillim is telling us. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. Hamalcha me'eretz Mitzrayim, who lifted you out of Egypt. You know what it means to get out of Egypt? Harchev picha. Open up your mouth. Pour out your words before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Speak to him about your challenges. It's so incredible today
Excuse
more than
me, can I
ever.
ask you a question? I'll ask
Sure.
anyway.
Sure.
Maror, so I get Pesach, I
Yeah.
get matzah, but Maror, are you saying that the Maror is the challenges now? So once you can open your mouth, it's going to be about the challenges. What's the channel? Which is the channel? The open mouth is the channel. So it's assuming that what you want to talk to Hashem about in your chat, in your channel challenges is the challenges. That's where Maror is. Like, how do you go from Pesach Matzah to Maror, please?
That's precisely it. That's precisely it. That means that the true freedom is the channel that most of us have not tried, which is prayer. Prayer. And that was what I was about to say. Thank you for your question. I was about to say that today, more than ever, we have so many strategies. I'm doing this, I'm trying this, I'm in this therapy, I'm doing that thing. And we have the whole thing figured out. And then there's one thing that Hashem told us is Tafsu umnus avoisavid. This is our traditional strategy. This is what Yaakov Avinu did when he encountered Esav. He prayed. He really prayed. And here I don't mean Shacharis Minchamayiv praying, which is also beautiful and awesome. I mean simple, basic, going out into nature if you can, going into your room, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be for a super long period of time, although Rabbi Nachman advised for an hour. And if a person's never done an hour, it's quite an experience to do if you can. And just to speak to Hashem, like really, but for real, meaning to tell Hashem, and this requires matzah mind, to say, Ribbono Shel, yeah, I'm like I have plan A, plan B, plan B, but really, be'emes, be'emes, ein lanu al mi leishaen. You created this whole world and gave me challenges, like Rav Huttner writes. Trouble is, I mean, prayer rather. He says not to get you out of trouble. Right, but the trouble is to get you into prayer. Like the whole purpose of all of the different things that I go through in my life was so that I come and give you my burden. So that we build a real relationship, a real relationship. The relationship with Hashem is no less important than the relationship with our spouse or our children. If anything, if you could even say so, perhaps it's the most important relationship we have. So setting aside time every day, what Rabbi Nachman called hespodedus, that people now associate, it's like a Breslov thing. It's not a Breslov thing, it's a Jewish thing. Rabbi Nachman happened to be the one who sort of brought it back for our generation, but All the tzaddik who didn't speak to Hashem in their own words. The whole entire Tanakh is full, right? I mean, you can go through it from Adam to Noach to Avram. What were they doing? They were speaking to Hashem in their own words. The Kli Yakar says that that's why all of our avos were shepherds. Because what does a shepherd do all day? He just has hours and hours to talk to the Creator in nature. That's what they were doing. It's the simplest, most acute, perhaps most precise form of Avodas Hashem in our time, and it requires nothing. Don't need to travel anywhere. You don't need to spend any money. You don't need anything fancy. You just need you setting aside distractions, genuine matzah mind, in other words, willingness to really give what you're going through to Hashem, and then the capacity to address the marah that we're going through. With the realization that it's very possible that the only reason that we have Marah in the first place was to finally get us into dialogue with the Creator. And that itself might be the tikkun. All of a sudden, okay, Hashem, I get it. I get it. You got me here. You really, really wanted to talk to me. You wanted mamish that I should be a part of your life and you should be a part of mine. And I'm here. That itself can resolve the issues. Aside from all the other benefits, a person spends significant time every day, and we're pulled in millions of directions. But I would argue that in our hierarchy of priorities, at least according to Rabbi Nachman's teachings, he says hispoidedus. This is his words; it's not on the paper, but he says hispoidedus hi mala elyoina gedolah min hakol. He says there's nothing greater than it. In a certain sense, all of Judaism is just meant to get me to a point where I can actually speak to God directly. No script, no, just straight, simple, matzah. Nothing sophisticated, nothing scripted. You don't have to follow any protocol. It's so simple. You just go into nature and literally talk to Hashem about what's going on in your life. You have to daven for things, daven for things. You need to unburden, whatever you're carrying, unburden it. Hashem knows it all anyway. That's the way you build a relationship. That's freedom. Because this true slavery is slavery to chametz. When I think I have to go this alone. When I, like, yeah, I theoretically have a relationship with Hashem, but like, do I really, like, have I taken significant time to get to know Hashem? To get to, like a real relationship, to date, have I dated God? Like, have I dated Hashem? 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there. Have I taken significant period of time and really devoted it without, again, without any intermediary avodas, just communication, dibur. If we do this for a sustained period of time, our whole life will change. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. But there are millions of obstacles to this. Who here hasn't heard about hispodidus? But how many people, I'm not going to ask us to raise our hands, do hispodidus for an hour a day. But you could. I'm working on this now. It's changing my life. Yeah, I did hispodidus a little bit here, a little bit there. I'm driving from here to there. No. No, that's not what Rabbi Nachman said. That's sweet and that's great, but that's not what the man said. It's not, you're not following the Eitzah. Right? There's an Eitzah here. You can take it or leave it, but there's an Eitzah. And I found for myself, I'm trying so many different strategies to deal with the various things that I'm struggling with. And this one thing, for some reason, it hadn't occurred to me to really do it. I learn about it, I teach it. But what about really doing it? Life-changing. Real kirvas alikim. You're really close to Hashem. You're because how much closer can you get? You're panim b'panim. You literally have an opportunity every day to take 10 steps back, look at your whole life, really reflect on it, find out what your motivations are, what the MS is. And yeah, sometimes you're a little bit, can be in that moment, cheshbon ha-nefesh, going through what you need to work on, and all of a sudden, unbelievable insights start coming to you. It's like, it's wild that Rabbi Nachman says, is Ruach HaKodesh Mamish. Rabbi Nachman says, Hashem is giving you those words. We're about to see that in a minute. Mamish Ruach HaKodesh. And you start coming up with amazing stuff that you would never have thought about otherwise. It's just now you're really talking it through, and there's nobody to manipulate. There's nobody to impress. There's nobody. Nobody's gonna, give you a medal or some kind of, it's so poshut. It's matzah, but it's the thing itself. All the other aspects of Yiddishkeit are to fortify us, to get us to a point where, okay, it's like the launch pad. Hespodidus is the thing itself. This is why you were created as a human being on this planet. Harchev picha, to open up our mouths. Va'amaleu, and Hashem says, I'm going to give you everything, but please talk to me. Please spend time with me. I'm desperate for a relationship with you. That's Geula from Mitzrayim. Slavery is chametz. Geula is matzah. What's matzah? Pesach. Pesach matzah. And then maror. And then let's look at the things that need to be looked at. Let's share our burden. Really, because these are platitudes. Everybody knows the pasuk. How do you do that, though? Everybody knows you have to cast your burden on God. Okay, but what's the avoid? How do you actually do that? So the answer is, well, you can actually take time and every day and spend time actively doing that. This is how you do that. And in that time of Hespodidus, you clarify, you speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about this. Say Hashem again and again, each person in their own way. Without you, I can't do this. I can't. The Gemara in Kedushin says, every day the Yetzirah is making us crazy. Each one of us on our own bechina. It could be relationship things. It could be relationship with food. It could be relationship with millions of different aspects, technology, whatever it is that I feel is taking away from my peace of mind, from my higher self. Every day the Gemara in Kedushin says the Yetzirah gets stronger. And it makes Avtacha, it makes something very clear. If Hashem is not helping us, we will not be able to do what we need to do. Irrespective of how many different programs we're trying. What about the main program? The main program is that I can't make a movement without Hashem. So I need to take time every day. Again, each person will be different. Rabbi Nachman recommended an hour, and from personal experience, Eina Doima, 15 minutes, again, is beautiful and great. And if that's what you can do, Chas V'Shalom, to forego that because we're striving for something more perfect. But really, an hour really is a significant chunk and really has an impact on the rest of your day. Because you start seeing the rest of your life through that lens. You've anchored yourself in that consciousness. Hashem, I can't do this without you. Please don't allow me to do this alone. And Hashem says, I won't, because now I'm with you, because now you're with me. So let's do this together. You build a real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if we look back at the line from Maggid, who was it that taught us this teaching? Because al pi pshat, it means what it says. But in a deeper way, Pesach, Matzah, and then Maror. It was Rabbi Gamliel. It just occurred to me, I was just looking at these words the other day. That word Gamliel is not the most common name. It's not super uncommon. It's not the most common name. It's a very, very beautiful name. Look at the words. You blink, you miss it. But if you could look at the letters, what is Gamliel? Gam-li-kel. I also have a relationship with Hashem. Gamli. Beautiful, beautiful name. Because that word Gam sort of connotes a person's inner struggle. Like, am I worthy? Can I build a relationship with Hashem? Can I share this burden with Him? Does Hashem want to hear from me? And the tzaddik says, well, yeah, because Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Then Gamliel. That's the way that you build a personal relationship with Hashem. Hespodidus connotes aloneness, right? Being alone as an individual. And we find this theme again and again throughout the Pesach Seder. We speak about the Arba Banim. We introduce them. Balashan Yachid. Echad Chacham. Echad Rasha. Echad Tam. Echad. They're all Yechidim. And then we say also in the Haggadah Chayiv Kal Adam, each person is required Lirais to see es atzmoi, ki ilu hu yatsa mi Mitzrayim. It doesn't say all of us are expected to reflect together and say, wow, we feel like we're leading Egypt, which makes sense because Hashem took us out as a nation. But the Haggadah says, no, 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 no. That was true historically, like we got out as a nation. But from the standpoint of the Avodah of Pesach every year, it's you as a Yachid. Gam li kel. Chayiv kol Adam. Liris as atzmai. His spodidus. Me as a Yachid. Me. I was taken out of Egypt. What do you mean you were taken out? All of us were. But the answer is no. The way to get out of Egypt is to step into this personal one-on-one relationship with HaKadosh Baruch. To build that relationship as an individual walking in the field, walking in the park, walking on your own, pretending to be on your phone, which I do constantly. People think I'm very busy. I'm just talking to Hashem all the time. And find a way. You speak to Hashem. You speak. You make him real in your life. Gam li kel. I also have a kesher. I can share my maror with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ches has been shattered. The left leg that was closed is open now. It's a hay. It becomes matzah. Harchiv picha. The mouth opens up. Pesach. And I can communicate. I can speak. I can feel b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. It wasn't said about the whole Jewish nation and maybe one day I'll be a part of that. It was about me. I am Hashem's firstborn. I am HaKadosh Baruch Hu's precious son, precious daughter. If I was the only one in servitude in Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought all the 10 plagues just for me. Just for me. He would have brought me to Har Sinai as a yachid. He would have given me the Torah. Because the Gemara says, Chayiv kol adam loymar bishvili nivra olam. The whole world, from my perspective, Hashem is inviting me as a yachid to bring the unique circumstances of my own life, which have never been mirrored in anybody's life from beginning of time until me, and will never be accurately reflected in anybody's life after me until the end of time. There will never, and that's true, not just for me, but for each and every one of us, to bring that into dialogue with Hashem. Gam li el. Liris es atzmai. Pesach. With the humble, simple brain of matzah. It's so simple, it's almost laughable. It's crazy. We try everything under the sun. We pay thousands of dollars. And this one free thing, this simple thing, it's absurd if you think of it. It's like what could be more basic than to give your challenge to the only one who could actually help you? Your therapist is wonderful until he stopped paying. Everybody knows that. You know, but Hashem is free. Hashem is there for you all the time. And he's the only one who could actually change things. And he's the last one we speak to because we're crazy a little bit. It's okay. You know, we're humans. It's so hard for us. But this is what Pesach is. This is the freedom of Pesach. Again, I'm sorry if you thought you were getting like some very complicated shiur. It's so simple. I'm just trying to present, but it's so practical. Like, if you can do this, you'll be free. Your life will change. Period. End of story. Like they say, full stop over here. Without a question. It's guaranteed. And I would give them money back, but there's no money. So, you know, so it doesn't hurt anything to try. Can we devote an hour a day? I know it sounds radical. I know some women who do 4 hours at a time. How they parent and mother and wife, I have no idea. But there is such an inyan. There is such an inyan. The students of Rev Arush, they do this for many hours at a time. 1 hour a day. Can I find that? Can I create that time? What would I have to strike off of my schedule to do that? Again, each one of us is going to have to think about this on our own. If it's absolutely impossible, like I said before, so let it not be an hour, do a half hour. Can't do a half hour, do 15 minutes, but you understand. Let's learn a little bit about Espodidus. This comes from a sefer called Ishtabchas HaNefesh. I could not recommend it highly enough, especially if you're going to want to start this avoda. It's been translated by Rav Ari Kaplan, if I'm not mistaken. It's called Outpouring of the Soul. It's a small little kuntris. You can find it online for relatively cheap. Highly, highly recommended. It's basically a compendium, a collection of the various teachings in the writings of Breslov, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson, on the topic of personal prayer, unscripted, pouring out of our heart before HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a best friend to a best friend. And here a nice ayin test, he says the following thing. Ha'adam tzarech leida, a person has to know oitz mizrach kusa me'Hashem izbarach. Sometimes we have to get real and we have to think about our life. And we have to think about how we're spending our time, because time is life. And we have to think about our priorities and what our values are and what really matters to us and how we expend our emotional energy and what we're busy thinking about and what our hopes and dreams are and etc. Right? A person has to think about that. But the Afal Pikein, irrespective of how distant we feel we each are, and each one of us is distant in our own way, because we're humans, we're not angels, and we were created to fall, and we were created to stumble, and to get, you know, entrenched in the mire of this worldliness. That's part of the journey. But the Afal Pikein Yedav Yamin. But at the same time, a person needs to know Shemit Sadaracham of Yisbarach, that from Hashem's perspective. And from the perspective of his compassion, who karav ma'od l'chal echad v'echad afilu l'archayke ma'od, Hashem is extremely close to every single member of Klal Yisrael. Doesn't matter how distant you think you are, they think they are, or she thinks she is. Hashem is equally close to all of us. Hashem is mamish, ready, standing there at the ready. Bava ikar al yedei hadibur. Says Rav Nosson, the main thing is speech. Speech is the main thing. That's why I said, I gave a shiur earlier today, and on a related topic, you have to draw a distinction between meditation and personal prayer. They're not the same. People call this bodhidus meditation. It's not. It's two different experiences. Meditation also has a place. You know, I wish that I had 1,000 hours in my day. I would do meditation and exercise and this bodhidus. What can you do? There's so many important things to do. So, like I said, you have to, you know, prioritize. Obviously, we don't have endless time. But Espotidus is not that. There are active things that you can do, there are activities. Again, trying to get mental health, or Yishuv Hadas, emotional well-being, spiritual clarity. It's all the same thing at this point. You know, today these things have merged. We want to be content. We want to be healthy people. We want to be activated. We want to be filled with clarity. We want to be filled with peace of mind, etc. We want to be able to show up as our best selves in well-being, right? You can use whatever word. I think all of us know what that is. We're striving for that. Says Rav Nosson, but we're missing often the main thing. The main thing is dibur, speaking it out. Ki al yidei adibur ani chodom lekaisus amirachek mi'od. Because when we speak to Hashem, regardless of how distant we are, regardless of what we're stuck in, regardless of what we're struggling with, regardless of the dynamics that we can't seem to break free from, then the pasuk says, an open pasuk, it's not a Breslover thing. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Hashem will come close to us when we do that, like we say in the mornings, karev Hashem l'chol karev. Hashem is close, but you have to call out to him. Anybody who calls out to him with humility, with truth, with authenticity, with vulnerability, with matzah mind. Uksib in the Pasuk says, referring to the whole Klal Yisrael, Kimi Goy Gadol, who is such a great nation, a nation like ours, to whom HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close whenever we call out to him. So this is the aspect of the pasuk in Yeshayahu that says, "Boyri nivsvasayim." Hashem creates nivsvasayim, which means fluency of speech. Bichinas dibor, when we speak to Hashem, and we pour out our hearts in our own words, without distractions, totally with utter simplicity. Then the pasuk continues, through that you're privileged to merit shalom. Hashem sends peace to those who are far, to those who are close. Hashem is waiting to hear from us. Both in our feeling distant and then in our realizing how close we really are. That a person should know, and this is a very important, beautiful line, a person needs to be real about the parts of their lives where they're putting up walls between them and higher consciousness and healthier ways of being. That's called hisrachus mitzaratzma. That's the distancing on account of me and my subjective realm. So on the one hand, I'm distant from Hashem. But at the very same moment, from the perspective of Hashem's ever accessibility and love for us, we're so close.
When a person reflects on this pasuk,
you will take great encouragement to speak to Hashem directly. This is the primary way of rectifying an experience of distance by repairing that breach and rebuilding that bridge. Sicha beina levein koinai, hanging out with Hashem every day. The same way that you would if you could do a lunch date with your best friend, you know, if she was available and you were available. Because, of course, you would spend as much time with her, right, as possible, or your spouse, you know, if that were practical. Yeah, okay, with Hashem, it has to be mamish every day. Every day. To speak about our lives. To speak about our challenges.
Because through this conversation,
there's nothing that you have to hold back. You can say everything. You can pour out your heart about how distant you feel and the challenges that you're having. There's no shame because there's nobody before whom to feel shame. Hashem already knows it all and He loves you anyway. He's there anyway. He's close to you anyway. On the contrary, He created the challenge so that you'd feel the impetus to go out and to seek Him. He's holding space for you. All he wants is that He created us so that we would wake up and talk to Him. That's it. That's the whole thing. And that's how you get close. In other words, in the process of telling Hashem how distant you feel and begging Hashem, please, I know that I can't do it without you. I know that you want me to serve you. And I'm expressing my deepest yearning. All I want is to be close to you. All I want is to work on, you know, A, B, C, D, fill in the blank. Through that, you're already getting closer. That itself is the kirba. When we remember and therefore activate Hashem's endless compassion, like our Avos and our Chazal taught us. Okay, but then it's possible that even just doing this, I said it's very easy, but sometimes that itself can be difficult. Sometimes you can show up and you just can't think of words to say. Like anybody who has attempted to accustom themselves to this practice has encountered an experience. But our Rabbi, especially Rabbi Nachman, has already taught us. If it's difficult, if it's challenging, finding it hard to think of words to say, doesn't matter. You show up every single day. Because just the preparation, the will, the desire to speak to Hashem, to hang out with HaKadosh Baruch Hu kevi'achol, to have a date with the divine, with the infinite, with our source, with the only true reality. The willingness to speak, even though you can't think of words to say, this is also very precious to Hashem. Sometimes the closest moments between parents and children is not when they're talking to each other. Sometimes it's just when they're huddled up against one another on the couch. And this one's reading her book and this one's playing his game. And they're just close. They're just close. They feel the presence of the other. On the contrary, that's one of the greatest indicators that the relationship has really progressed in such a deep way. If you still feel pressure to talk, not totally comfortable, when you can sit in silence and just exist together, this is very deep. So if you can speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nisbo Dados, that's wonderful. If right now you're having a hard time thinking words to say, just exist with Him. If you need to sing a little niggun, you know, you can do that to yourself. If you need, like Rabbi Nachman said, to repeat a phrase that's particularly meaningful to you, that's going to increase your emunah, ein oid milvadai, or you can say Ribbono shel Olam. Just really reflect on that. And just be conscious of Hashem. This is, again, it's not just another avoda. It is the ultimate tachlis for which you and I were created. That all of Yiddishkeit is there to support this. Like Habakkuk came and distilled the whole Torah down to one thing. And there's no greater expression of emunah than this. Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, he'emanti ki adaber. The greatest form of emunah, like you really have emunah, so go speak to Hashem like he's really real for an hour. That's the greatest fortification of emunah. Oh my goodness, does Hashem become real to you? He might even become more real to you than some people that maybe you haphazardly speak to once in a while that they're real. But Hashem is my, how? I'll tell you a joke. It's not a joke. It's very serious, but it's a joke they say in Breslov. That there was somebody who came to a rationalist Jew, and a Lubavitcher Jew, and a Breslover Jew. And he asked them all, how do you know God exists? How do you know there's a God? So the rationalist says, well, I learned, you know, the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, I learned Kuzari, and I philosophize, and Rav Sadia Gaon, and I can bring this proof, and that proof, and the other proof, and I believe in God. I believe there's a thing called God. And they came to Lubavitcher, and they, how do you know God is there? And he says, because I meditated so deeply on the deepest Kabbalistic realities of the universe. I did a sponinus, and I meditated, and I came to sense the presence of God. And then he asked the Breslover, he said, how do you know there's a God in the world? And he said, I just spoke to him 5 minutes ago. What do you mean, how do I know there's a God? I just spoke to him. Right? Okay, so Hashem becomes so real because you made him, not you made him real, like he's not real and I could start to speak to Santa Claus, Chas v'shal. Hashem is real because he's mamish, a presence in your life, no less than any other human being, no less than any other, Chas v'shalom, l'havdil alef avdos, any other entity, any pet, like any subjective entity that is in your life. Hashem cannot be less real than all of these things that he created. How do we make him real? You talk to him every day. Without a sitter. Just with your own words. Like you would to your best friend. That's what Rabbi Nachman said to Rav Nassim in the beginning of their learning together. He put his arm around Rav Nassim's shoulders, which was very rare at that time. It was a particular form of endearment for a Rebbe, you know, to do that to a Chassid. He put his arm around his shoulders and he said, Nassim, he said in Yiddish, it's a very good thing to open up your heart before Hashem, vifar an emes a guten friend, like you would to a good friend. Good friend. Hashem is a good friend. In Espodidus, we're activating that aspect in which Hashem is our friend. Like it says in the Torah, utruas melech boy. We have the friendship of the king. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just waiting there. It's like all of reality is Hashem just literally waiting for a Jew to come and speak to him. And it's so rare. It's the simplest thing. It's so rare. It's so hard to do. It's so challenging. There are so many obstacles. And because chametz brain, we're in bagel brain. If we can get matzah-like, then it's not so hard. You just have to carve out the time, make the time. I think today, more than anything, we need matzah. We need simplicity. We're way in over our head with the complexity. There's beautiful parts to it also, but sometimes you need to come back to the basics. And I can hardly think of a more basic thing to do than this. It's so basic. It's so basic. It's so natural. It's direct. Basic. So just being there, just showing up with a willingness to talk to Hashem. Kirvas alakim. If you can speak, you can speak. If you can't speak, again, you repeat a phrase, you can sing a niggun, you can ask Hashem to give you the words to speak. Right? You can turn that itself into a tefillah. And then v'im yechazak b'zaharbe, if a person, says Rav Nassim, will be very strong with this, b'vada yazale Hashem yizbarach, Hashem will for sure help him, v'yivr lo'i diburim, Hashem will give you words to say. You'd be shocked Even if a person's not a big orator or a big poet or a big, you'd be shocked all of a sudden. Oh my gosh, you from thing to thing, and the conversation unfolds, and wow, the insights, the clarity that Rabbi Nachman said he would come back from his spodidus and he would raya oilam chadash legamri. It would be a new world. It's a new world. It's a totally new world. You have the infinite one on your side. You're walking with him hand in hand. Boyre nivsvasa, Hashem will give you words. Boyre mamish, Hashem will create like Bria's yesh me'ayin. Hashem will create brand new words for you. The words that come down in Espodidus are so fresh. They're so fresh, they're so intentional, they have to be, because they're yours. You're not reading from someone else's text. So they have to be super intentional. You have to mamish mean them when you say them. And this is the one place where you could really mean what you say, because there's no judgment. There's nothing to be worried about. There's no secrets you have to keep. There's no part of yourself that you could be unwilling to divulge, because this is the place. This is the opportunity. And not just to do it stam, which would already be such a beautiful thing. You find some homeless person that you could really trust with your secret, you know, and you can unburden yourself. Would already be a beautiful thing. Like the Pasuk says and Chazal comment, right? If you have worry in your heart, you share it with someone else. But if you hear this, it's not just someone else. Over here, again, like I said earlier, now we're speaking to the only one who can help. The only one. It's possible that a person is really distant and can't find the words because they feel so far and it's so hard to break past the barriers that we've built. When a person will continue with this avodah, and a person will show up ready, willing, with a yearning, with a desire to share their deepest, deepest thoughts and feelings in that moment, whatever is going on in your life in that day, with Hashem. And to be there for Eza Shah. So again, it can mean some time, it can mean Amisha Shah, an hour. And you're strong with Kisufim Chazakim. I wish I could speak to you, Hashem. I wish I could find the words. Says Rav Nosson, Az Hashem is Baruch Oizrei. Hashem will help you. Hashem will put words in your mouth. Shemachin is bria chadasha mamish, a brand new creation. Shashem is baruch beracham of barle diburim hisminim l'seich piv. All of a sudden, you'll have words to say. Bebachin is bari nivs v'sayim pesach. All of a sudden, your mouth will open. The chametz will be shattered. Matzah. All of a sudden, everything is very simple. What's really going on in my life? What is the maror that I carry? Can I really feel that Gamliel, that Gamlikel, that I have a chelek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I can bring this into the context of the relationship, not simply as a bidiyevid because Nebuch, I happen to be struggling with X, Y, Z, but I realize that lahepich, the only reason that I'm struggling is because Hashem was inviting me to this place, to this time, so that I can exhaust perhaps all other stratagem, and I can exhaust all other paths because they haven't been working for me at least. And a person gets to a point where they say, okay, so what else can I do? What else can you do? The thing we should have done first. Talk to Hashem. Period. Boyre nivsvasayim, boyre daiko. Al yidei zeh daiko zeh lebuchinas shalom l'rachek v'lekarev. And through that, we get peace. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us His love. Hashem is so grateful that we took the time. He's so desperately waiting. Like I said, you can perceive all of reality just waiting. When I go to the park over here locally, it's like this whole park, the whole park was just waiting for one human being to enter it and to look past all of the layers of physicality and shtiyot and to connect back to the shayrish. There is nothing sweeter than this. There is nothing more direct than this. There's no greater open channel than this. This is why Adam was created. But Adam ayin lavedes Adama, no rain had fallen and there was no human being to work the land, says Rashi. What's Havoida? Doesn't mean to always wasn't a gardener. Was that too, perhaps? But it means tefillah. Hashem created the world so that Adam would daven. Kedua, right? If you expand the letters of Aleph, Dalid, Mem, right? Very famous. Then you take out the initial letters, right? So from Aleph, you have a Lamed and a Pei. From Dalid, you had a Lamed, Yud, Taf. And from Mem, you have a Mem, right? Which is how you pronounce those letters. Aleph, Dalit, Mem. It spells the word Mispala. The being who can pray. Like it says in the Gemara in Baba Kama, trying to define what does it mean, Mave? There's a certain destroyer, right? There's a Shar, a Bar, a Mave, and a Hever. Hever is fire, Bar is a pit, Shar is an axe. What's the category, the halacha category of Mave? And the Gemara tells us right in the beginning of Baba Kama, Adam. Mave is the human being. How do we know? Because Mave can mean to pray. That's what a human being is. We can pray. We can talk, and we were given the capacity to talk so we could communicate with our source. Says Rav Nosson, Ukamay Shekasav La'adam Marche Lev, Umi Hashem Mana Loshen. Such a beautiful thing, we sing it Rosh Hashanah time. What does it mean? It's a pasuk in Mishlei. La'adam Marche Lev, says Rav Nosson, Sha'adam Tzarech La'arech Libay, Be'ubachinas Hachana. You get ready, you prepare yourself. La'adam marche lev. Your job is to prepare. Ume Hashem mana lashan. Hashem will give you the words to say. But you have to be ready. You have to carve out the time, close the phone, shut the distractions, and go out to the field. Go out to the park. Go out to the, again, you can walk on the street. You can pretend to be on your phone. Today it's much easier. You can wear a little earpiece in and nobody's listening in. Nobody, you know, they can stop when somebody passes by, but nobody looks at people strange anymore if they're talking to themselves, even if they're not wearing an earpiece, because, you know, who knows today, like you can. So today it's much easier, but to show up ready. La'adam marche lev. And then Hashem will give you dibur. Hashem will give you words to say. Hashem will open your mouth. Hashem will open up to speak about everything. Everything is from Hashem. We have to prepare ourselves with holy yearning, holy desire. I'm showing up. I'm in this for real. This is the last avenue. It's the only thing I had left. I tried everything else already. But this, I mean, it's a pele. At least it is to me. It could be I'm speaking to a whole group of mispodedim and this is not relevant. But at least it was for me. When I really got honest and reflected on this, like, I don't understand something. I'm an Orthodox Jew. I believe in God. Why am I not really praying? And again, I daven three times a day. But why am I not mamish praying? You know, mamish praying, like they used to pray before the Anshei Knesset Gedolah put the Siddur together, like tefillah was in the time of the Rambam. Like, why don't I really daven? Why don't I really daven? What's that all about? Especially now that Rabbi Nachman came to the world and said, this is the greatest, this is it. The whole Jewish history has been leading to this so that Am Yisrael would mamish get into matzah mind. And go and speak to Hashem in our own words. So we're out of time. Wanted to read this piece with you. I'll just say it very, very, very briefly outside. Rav Nelson continues over here and says, a person comes to realize that there's nowhere else to run. There's nowhere else to run but to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's bittul. A person really reflects, like, at the end of the day, there's only one entity that can help me. That's it. And that's by design. Hashem created the world in that way because he wants us to rely on him. And that was David HaMelech, the same David HaMelech that said, Hashlich al Hashem Yahavcha, I'll cast my burden onto God, is the same David HaMelech who said, Va'ani tefila. David HaMelech's whole thing is, he is a prayer-er, right? He prays. His whole entity, his whole being, what it means to be a Yid, Amzi Yitzartali, Hashem said, I created this nation, Tihilasi Yisaperu. So they would speak my praise, so that they would speak, dibur. Not machshava, not meditation. These are other beautiful, wonderful things. Dibur daika. And then the last source that we were going to learn together, but we're out of time, we'll stop now in a minute, is something really crucially important. Rabbi Nachman says, don't be surprised that when you start to get yourself into the perspective where now addressing maror becomes possible, don't be surprised when you start finding a lot more maror, a lot more bitterness than you even expected. Because, says the Rebbe, if you take a pot of what looks like clear water and you start to boil it, because it's on fire, all the impurities at the bottom are going to start to rise to the top. But the Rebbe says that's totally normal and that's good. Now you can take a spoon and you can scoop them out one by one. But that's very, very common. Person starts in this inyan of hespodedus. They start to talk through their life. They start to peel back layers. They start to examine motivations, behavioral patterns, relationship stuff. A person really starts to... It's not so easy. Sometimes a person can discover all kinds of, you know, bitterness, marar. But that's okay. That's okay. That's par for the course. That's a good sign. It's a good sign. It means now I can see what the problem is. And now, again, oh, there's another bit of bitterness, another bit of bring that to Hashem, give it to Hashem, give it to Hashem. So again, out of the context of Hespodados, what do you mean give it to, how does one give it to Hashem? Rabbi Nachman says, this is how. We talk to him every day. We recognize that Hashem wants us as individuals, each one of us. There's the inin of Etzibor and there's the inin of the Yachid. And in Hespodados, which is the final tikkun for our generation, which is a generation of individualists. It's a generation of influencers. There's so many influencers, there's nobody left to be influenced. Everybody is an influencer. This is the generation of platforms. And yeah, every person is a whole world. It's true. This is the avodah for our dar. Chayiv Adam liras es atzmai ki ilu hu yatzami Mitzrayim. That each one of us takes our own personal circumstances, takes it out daily to a field, to a forest, to a park, to your room, whatever. You can be alone. You can be alone on the street. Whatever it is, you can speak to Hashem. This is the way that we get out of Egypt. This is the way that we get out of Gullus, of Chametz, and into Matzah. Anoichi Hashem Likecha Hamalcha Me'eretz Mitzrayim Harchev Picha. Speak to him. Speak to Hashem. Pesach, because of Matzah, and then we can address the Marah. We can get into the perspective of Gamliel. Gamli, yeah, me personally. Me personally, Hashem wants to hear from. Me personally, on account of all of the challenges that on the surface make it look like I have no chelik in him, on the contrary, that is what is supposed to motivate me to finally explore the only strategy that can and will fundamentally change my life. This is my bracha to myself. This is an avoda that I've been trying to work on, so it's very, very much on my mind and in my heart. And this is the bracha that I bless all of you. Otherwise, again, can be a Pesach. It's beautiful. You get a new Haggadah. You learn some new insights. Not taking away. All that is really special. We're supposed to change. Like, we're really supposed to change. We're supposed to, and that's why Breslov is so unique. It's Eitzah. You know what I'm saying? It's a very practical Eitzah. It isn't just like a lesson that you, there's a practical Avodah. You want to do it? Wonderful. You don't want to do it? That's your prerogative. But there are Eitzahs. And everybody's looking for Eitzahs. Everybody wants advice today. This is free. This is intuitive. This is simple. This is direct. This is beautiful. This is actually impactful. And so Hashem should help that we should have the presence of mind to consider this very carefully. Very carefully. To look at our day and see, is this possible? How much of it is possible? When I was just in Uman a couple of days ago, I was having this conversation over there in my mind, you know, at the cave or at the tzion. And I was going through this, like, what, can I commit myself, mamish, like consistently every day? And then I tried like negotiating Rabbi Nachman down to like a half hour. Like, and like he wasn't hearing of it. It was just like, because in a moment of honesty, it's like, grow up. You know what I'm saying? What are you trying to? Nothing's more important than this. Nothing. And I have good answers. I said, no, I'm trying to reach Yid and I'm trying to write books. I'm trying. Okay, great. You need an hour of Hespodedus every day. Because that's what the Rebbe said. And he knew what he was talking about. This is what we need. So Hashem should bless us, mamash. We should follow the Eitzes. We should follow the advice of Tzaddikim, who saw our generation, knew what we needed, knew what we were struggling with, and gave us the most beautiful, beautiful, wonderful, wonderful tikkun, an incredible avoda that's so simple, but so deep. It's the essence of everything. Wishing everybody a chag kasher, a sameach, a holiday, a chag of true freedom, migalus to geula, personally, in our own lives, and collectively for all of Am Yisrael, we should only hear Besuras Tavis, Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Klein. Do you have any time for a few questions if anyone has?
Yeah, absolutely. I see there's some things in the chat. Didn't get to see them. So I'm just reading it over here. Does Rabbi Nachman say that it has to be in nature? Is the Eitzah only in nature, or can it be in the car while driving for an hour? No. With Hespodidus, there's no guidelines. That's the thing. The Rebbe advised that it should be in nature, but whatever you're able to do, that's what you're able to do. The whole point is that it cannot be rigid kaseh. The whole thing is supposed to be very spontaneous, very. And again, you can create a ritual around it, right? If you usually have a cup of coffee with the daily news, what about having a cup of coffee with the infinite creator of all the news? What about that? Like again, because we can find the time, right? So you can create a ritual around it, but there's no conditions. It's very simple. It's a simple principle. Use your mouth to talk words to the infinite one. That's it. Where you do it, how you do it, when you do it. Yes, there's a lot of Torah in Breslov about the ideal way. Really, if you want to know, it's what I'm teaching now in the morning, Shiur Malkuta Maran. The best ideal way really is at night when everybody's sleeping and out of the city, in a time when the world is closed down and in a place where the world doesn't pollute that energy with its. It's not so practical, especially for women, to walk out at night. Every person in their own way, but there's no conditions, mamish. No conditions. Does the hour need to be consecutive? I imagine that it does, right? Obviously, a person, absolutely needs to break for 5 minutes. Hashem was there before you came, and Hashem will be waiting for you when you come back. But there's something very beautiful about mamash, a consecutive hour. But again, that's if you can. If you absolutely can't, so the last thing Rabbi Nachman wanted to do is to make us more anxious because there's another thing I have to do. That's not what he wanted. The whole point is that it makes us less anxious because we're mamish. We have a kesher nafshi with the Borei Olam, where everybody's always talking about getting close. How do you get close to God? This is not just how you get, this is closeness with God. Because what could be closer than talking to Hashem, panim b'panim, in the most direct, natural way? So he doesn't want us to be too strict around it. Whatever you can do. Is there a correlation somewhere between Paro's hardened heart and this avoda? There certainly is. We said Paro represents a closed mouth. Paro represents that closed mouth. Paro is the letters pera. Paro, like we said, is the letters ha'oref, the opposite of the mouth, the closed part of the hay. Chametz, ches. And fascinatingly enough, Rabbi Nachman said that even though he lived in many places and he had chassidim throughout his life, he had chassidim in Zlatipolia, he had chassidim in Breslov, he had chassidim in Uman. He said that his chassidim would always be called Breslover chassidim. Why? Because he said the letters Breslov, if you switch them around, spell two words that come from a pasuk in Yeshayahu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that at the end of days, which is what I believe we're living through now, Hashem will remove our heart of stone. Vasi roiselechem lev ha'even. I will remove your heart of stone. V'nasati lechem lev basar. And I will give you a heart of flesh, a soft, feeling, sensitive, open heart. Lev basar is the letters Breslov. That's Breslov or Chassidus, just to give you a lev basar. And so, because this was one of the core aspects of Rabbi Nachman's path, it's quite interesting that the opposite of Hispodidos is Paro, and Paro has a hardened heart, has a heart of stone. Now, how do you fix the hardened heart? Breslov. Right? Lev basar. What's the main avoda? What does Hashem want? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? The tzaddik teaches to speak to Hashem. Is it disrespectful to drink coffee while speaking to Hashem? The question is, in what context? When we're davening, we're addressing Hashem as Avinu Malkeinu. So there's a lot of rules about it. Come to shul, has to be dressed in a certain way, standing in a certain way, Kovod Rosh. But Hispodidus is activating the aspect of our relationship with Hashem, which is the friend within Hashem. Leman achai v'rei'ai. Hashem is our re'ah. Hashem is our friend. Like I mentioned, the pasuk in the Nevuah of Bilam, utruas melech bai. Look in Rashi there. We are friends with Hashem. So in Hispodidus, it's a different vibe. And that's why it's not even prayer. Rabbi Nachman doesn't say prayer. He says sicha, converse. Share your life with him. And in that sense, it's no more disrespectful to drink a coffee while sharing that any more than it is to like I said, to sit with, a really good friend. Because you're communicating, it's natural, it's real, it's authentic, it's direct. So that might be another etzah. I mean, first of all, the piece that we just learned from Rav Nosson says that sometimes within our dibor, within our own words, all of a sudden you're saying things you didn't plan to say. You're having insights that you didn't plan to have. That meaning it's almost minei ube. It's like part and parcel of our side is his side, right? All of a sudden we feel within ourselves insights that arise. And Rabbi Nachman says in the Kuturman, you can look this up, Torah Kuf Nun Vav, in the 156th teaching, he writes over there that kol hadiburim shehalev omer, the words that the heart is saying in the context of his bodhidus, him divrei Hashem mamish, they are literally God's words. If they're productive, healing, insightful, encouraging, empowering, that's Hashem literally talking to you. So that's first of all. Second of all, tefillah works. I mean, that's the premise of what we're saying over here. If you mamish daven for real, and we aren't just saying words out of a sitter without, you know, mindlessly not thinking about it, but tefillah mamish works. And be'ezras Hashem, our tefillahs will be answered. And more than that, the very experience of davening in this way, I would say even conversing for an hour, let's say, if a person's really able to do an hour every day, is the greatest blessing on planet Earth. It itself will change your life. Like, you know. And so Hashem is always speaking, is answering back. But Hashem doesn't speak in the way that we, like, think that he'll speak. Hashem doesn't speak in words. Even to the Nevi'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed up in imagery. To us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks through events. A lot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's speaking is like one syllable at a time, and sometimes you need the last piece to fall into place, and then you turn back, and it's like, oh my gosh. Sometimes there's Hashkacha Pratis, a little symbol there that only you would be able to understand it. You would try to convince somebody else that, oh my gosh, it was such a sign, and they won't get it, but you get it. So don't even try to share it. You just know it for yourself. Hashem just showed himself to me. But we have to be awake to it. How are you awake to it? Spend an hour with Hashem every day in a totally direct, conscious, simple matzah way. You'll start to see Hashem mamish, mamish in your life. Mamish. You know, one of the things I've been reflecting on recently, just on this topic, you know, of like really implementing it, like Rabbi Nachman said, it's brought down in his biography in Chaim Aharon, he said, I have pity on two kinds of people. I have pity on people who never encountered my path and never encountered my advice. And I have just as much pity on people who learn everything I say, but don't do it. I have the same pity on them because what does it help? So they know, you know, so they're big, you know, academics. But that's not the point. The point is, can we do it? Can we do it? And that's really what it is. So just answer just another question on the chat. Why does it need to be an hour? So again, it doesn't need to be. And I actually asked this question many years ago to Rav Yaakov Meir Schechter, who's a great Breslover tzaddik. And I asked him, you know, it says in Breslov it has to be an hour. Does it mamish have, like, is there no point if it isn't an hour? He said, Chas v'shalom. Any bit that you could speak to Hashem, a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. However, again, in my personal experience, it seems clear that an hour really gives you the space to really get into things deeply. It's like asking, you know, do I really have to have an hour therapy session? Like, why can I have 10 minutes? It's like, yeah, you could do that. You know, you could do a 10 minute therapy session, but it, you know, most people, even an hour isn't enough. You really need, in order to get down into the kishkas of things, you need an hour, you need an hour and a half. You know? So like that, something like that. Hispodidus is the same way. You know, you really want to clear the schedule. It should be mamish, a proper, proper period of time. If I would have tried to cram this year into 20 minutes, also, you know, we need time. We need time to reflect. We need time to process. We need time to, you know, hafachba vafachba, to turn it over and look at different angles and aspects. It's the same way with speaking to Hashem. By the way, it can be structured if you want. You can set an agenda, meaning on your way to the park, you know, there are these three topics I want to talk out with Hashem. Now, don't think too much because then you'll already know it, you know. So, three things. I have this agenda item like a meeting. Nobody knows what all the nitty-gritties of a meeting. You set an agenda. Set an agenda. There's this going on in my life. There's that going on in my life. There's the other thing. Okay, over the hour, I'm going to devote 20 minutes to this, 20 minutes to that, 20 minutes to that. All right. And maybe I'll close out the last 5, 10 minutes with just singing, you know, just that's very real. Okay. So that's why an hour is ideal. And ultimately, I mean, the real reason is that Rabbi Nachman says to do it for an hour. So to be Mekayim, the real Eitzah, like the Tzaddik said it, it is an hour. Can the hour be divided up during the day? And it's like we said before, again, theoretically can be. There are many people who do a little bit mini espodidus when they finish davening Shemona Esrei. In Shema Koleinu, you're able to speak out your own, which is also, it's wonderful. It's not exactly what Rabbi Nachman is teaching. It's not exactly what the Rebbe is teaching, something else, not in the context of Shachris Mincha Maariv. Not in that context. This is something else. That's Tfila. This is Sicha. Different. In Sicha, of course you can ask Hashem for things, but it's a different vibe. You understand? It's a different energy. Well, and just to add, again, I don't want people to think that you can't daven in Espodidus. Meaning, of course, you know, if there's a point, which is unlike a therapist, meaning with a therapist, the therapist is not going to help you. Like, the therapist is there to be a therapist, right? You're not going to, like, start davening, you know, to the therapist, like, please, you know, I can't do this without you. Like, it's odd. You know, it's the context. That's what the therapist is. That's what you're there for. With Hashem, if you want to, you know, you want to segue after talking through the whole thing and then to again teach. So now you opened up all the cracks, right? Now you're going to fill them with Ein Od Melvado. You're going to fill them with Hashlich al Hashem Yehavcha Hashem. You and I know I can't do this without you. That's why I'm here. Not just to talk this thing out so that I have clarity and then off I go to try to manage my life. That's Chametz. I'm here in Matzah. That's why I'm Pesach. And that's why we're talking about the Mara, right? That's what's going on. It's totally free, and you'd be shocked by how much, you know, I think, again, without talking too much about therapy, because therapy also has a lot of tremendous benefits, you know, and value, and you know, therapy is still therapy, but you know, so much of therapy, perhaps, is just carving out space so that you can actually think about your life, B'Yishuv Hadas, like, you know, so much, and that's what a therapist's job is, really, to hold the space, like you said, and to gently guide us to the answers that we already know. So his spodidus can do a lot of that work in a remarkable way. The difference is, again, it's more than just, you know, my mental health. It's my spiritual well-being. It's my identity. It's my, I'm a yid. Like, this was what I was created for. This is what I came out of the womb for. And this is, like, these moments will be with me forever. Like, when I'm ready to leave the world after 120, I'll look back on my life. And the moments that were best, perhaps most acutely, and there are great moments, and spending time with family and mothering, and all those are holy and extraordinary. But if you want to know the clearest, like, I know for sure this is an infinite moment, because what could be more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created human beings and put them in a world of Hester, than that a human being standing literally in the world of Hester is able to see past it so accurately that they can directly communicate to the entity that created them. I mean, it's just the most beautiful thing. It's the most direct thing. And again, we've become so complicated with skulas and, you know, all our avodas and different things. And again, everything there's a place for. But at the very least, you know, this can't just be another thing that, you know, that we'll get to one day. Like, this is it. This is it. And I've felt that again, just myself on my journey with Espodidus in a more real, structured way. And it's really life changing. It changes your whole. You really become close to Hashem. The same way that nobody ever asked for an outline as to what to talk about with their best friend over coffee, you do not need an outline for Espodidus. You will know what to say. You will know what to say. You will come into that space. Either you'll have what to say, or you won't. If you don't, so then you'll daven to have, you know, to have clarity, and then your whole talk will be about why am I closed up, and Hashem,
right.
Can you help
me? I love that. I love
and,
that.
And it will be that. If not, you can repeat a mantra again and again. But there's no structure. The gratitude, that's part of tefillah. That's the structure of tefillah. First, you praise. Then, Hispodidus is ma sha'at rotza. It's what you want. It's your time. It's your time. It's totally unstructured.
Amazing.
There's no, we're so
Amazing.
Busy with structure that, you know, it's like a foreign idea. It's like, yes, you can be totally yourself. Chayav Adam Liris as Atzmai. It's your own thing. Gam Li Kel, right? Each of us as individuals. And then again, I refer you to, I have a quite an extensive class of on Espodidus called Yichud Espodidus, a bunch of classes on that. That's on Spotify. The Art of Spiritual Connection, I think it's called, but we can send a link to the group. I'll send it to Aviva. You know, so there are lots of, there are many different angles and facets, and it's such a deep sugya. There's so many teachings about it. But what I'm trying to say here is don't make it so complicated. Those can be helpful if they're helpful. Don't overcomplicate it. That's why I base the class on the matzah thing.
Thank
Matzah,
you.
matzah, matzah. You know, that's the main thing. It's become clearer and clearer to me that the real thing is what the Rebbe wrote. That's the real thing. It doesn't take away from, because again, I'm not saying, again, for the men, it's Shachris Mincha Maariv. It's quite a lot of prayer in one day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I better remember or remind people that I speak to. They're like, I don't feel like I have spirituality in my life. It's like, wait a second. If you try to explain to a secular person that you spend almost 2 hours a day praying, like you're super spiritual, like, but they don't consider prayer to be a spiritual thing. It's just, what do you mean? Shachris Mincha Maariv is like, it's like, what do you mean? That's tefillah. Like you're like a crazy cultist. Like you're in a crazy cult. You know, you're praying for 2 hours a day. You're like a monk, you know, and like, we don't process it this way because we don't think about anything. So what I'm trying to say is, yeah, if you're davening, okay, the davening is its own avoiding, you're davening. By the way, there's like a penny drop moment when you realize that the same God that you're davening mincha to is the God that you just hung out with, you know, for an hour. Of course it changes your mincha. Of course it changes your davening, for sure. For sure. But yes, I'm speaking here about the more accurate representation of what Rabbi Nachman is saying. Okay? An hour of Espodidus, if you can. To do it properly, to give yourself enough time to really, really get into the thicket of things and spend significant time with Hashem, because it's a significant relationship. It's the most significant. It's the only relationship that you know for certain will be with you until your dying day. And after. And way after. It's forever. So it's for sure a relationship worth investing in. A question about tefillah for was a mitzvah seishas man grama. Again, this is not tefillah. Tefillah is something else. This is sicha. Sicha beina levin kainai. And that is the same for men and for women alike. And it is just as impactful for women as it is for men. It's just as impactful for men and as it is for women. Hashem wants to hear from his creatures. He created us because he wants us to be conscious of him and to relate to him. Peh el peh. Face to face, panim bepanim. That's what he wants. So let's give him what he wants. And then maybe he'll stop giving us all these crazy reasons to have to, you know, run. Like, we're here. We've arrived. You could tell Hashem that. I got it. I got the message. Now you can stop. I'm here. I'm here and I'm committing to be here every day. I'm going to be here with you every day. I think the way to relate the concept to children too is extremely young. I don't know about that. But 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds is a big, 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 a topic of mine, I believe very strongly, are capable of really understanding deep things. I really think so. You'd be shocked. I don't know, maybe you would or wouldn't. You speak to our 7-year-old, B'chazdei Hashem. He knows. He knows things. He can teach young kids very, very, very important things. So again, on a young level, I would say that what sits at the core of this whole thing is this aspect of the friendship facet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation. I think young children can be taught there are different aspects of how we relate to Hashem. There's a way that Hashem is a king. There's a way that Hashem is an Abba. And there's a way that Hashem is a friend. When Hashem is a king, we have to keep his mitzvot, and it's not really a choice because Hashem is our king and this is what he says. That's a king. When Hashem is our father, maybe when we're davening and we're relating to him in that way, Hashem is our father. But you know, Hashem is also your friend. You know, you can speak to Hashem about anything. You know, there's nothing that you could hide. You should hide from Hashem because Hashem already knows everything anyway. And everything's okay because you're not supposed to be an angel. I once said, if we teach our kids to be angels, that when they encounter their humanity, they'll feel like they're devils. But if you teach your kid to be a human, he'll be a human, no matter what. So it's such a good thing. Espodidus means bring your humanity to Hashem. No matter what. No matter what. On an ideal level, our children should be able to tell us everything. Halavai. Because these two things, by the way, are related. This is another huge topic. But we project our relationship with our parents onto Hashem. And vice versa. But if we, kirachim av albanim, came to racham Hashem, alamecha, right? If we show up to our children holding space for their humanity and emblematizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence by being that for our children, then of course they're going to have a healthy relationship with Hashem because you showed them what that is. And then you say, no, but a parent is not supposed to be the friend of their kid. Well, not only, Hashem is not only our friend, Hashem is also our king. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give us, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can tell us what to do. Of course, a parent is the parent. A parent is not a friend. But there is an aspect of the parent-child relationship that absolutely can be friendly. Absolutely. You can hang out with your kid. You can have a good time with your kid. You can get interested in what your kid is interested in, even though it bores you to death, you know. And but you're interested not in it. You're interested in your kids. You're interested in the relationship. It's the same way with Hashem and us. Hashem wants to hear about everything. I'll just leave you with one last anecdote. Reb Nosson once had a torn shoelace, and he came to Rabbi Nachman, and he said, because back in the day it was a little bit more complicated, like. They were very poor, and maybe they didn't have access to, you know, proper clothing so accessibly. He said, Rebbe, you know, just I'm really frustrated. My shoelace ripped, like my shoe is like super uncomfortable. So the Rebbe said, why don't you daven to Hashem about it? And you talk to Hashem about your shoelace. And so Reb Nosson said, he said, what do you, like Hashem, the infinite one who's busy trying to, you know, run the whole world is going to, like, I'm going to bother him with my shoelace. Rabbi Nachman looked at him and said, no. He said, that's not the issue. He said, you think it's below your dignity to speak to God about a shoelace. It's your covet. It's not God's covet. You think it's below you to talk to Hashem about a shoelace. Hashem is there for everything. Hashem is there for everything. Toiv Hashem lakol, Rabbi Nachman says, doesn't just mean God is good to all. He said, God is good for everything. There's nothing God isn't good for. Toiv Hashem lakol. This remedy is good for that thing. This medicine is good for that thing. But Hashem is good for everything. Toiv Hashem lakol. So let's access Him. It's so easy. It's free. It's simple. It's basic. But we've become so complicated that sometimes you just need a little reminder. And I need a little reminder to become matzah-like. And to open our mouth. To bring our maror to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Build a real relationship with Him. And get out of exile. Get out of jail free. Thank you. Have a wonderful
Chag. It's so good.